Hey y'all, it's Yaisa Lifestyle Brand. I remember my grandmother saying this song or this saying about 99 and a half won't do. And it's like, what does that mean? It just means you can't do anything half. But then if you think about 99.5 or 99 and a half, that's more than half. You know, half is like 50%. But it means even that 99.9% is still not good enough. And I want to say, when it's like your life's work, and like who you are, what you represent, especially if you're a brand. And when I say brand, I'm not using it as loosely as we throw it around in our, you know, business world or just on social media where people say they're a brand. I mean, like, be who you are all the way. Like, that's what that means to me. Like, not 99.9% or, you know, even whatever's closer to 100% that's not quite on the mark. You want to always be yourself. You want to always be true to what you know and what you know to do. And that means like how you interact with people, like how you encounter them. You know, they say first impressions are everything. But then they also say never judge a book by its cover. I've had days where I was off. I have an example, case in point. My daughter wasn't feeling well, you know, in this time. Nowadays with COVID, we know that you have to take health, you know, serious. This was also my middle kid, my younger son's birthday, that she wasn't feeling well. So, you know, plans were not going as planned, you know, like where we were going to turn up and do a celebration. I had to take my daughter to urgent care. So when I got into urgent care, I didn't let the front desk person know it's my kid's birthday, he's in the car, but my daughter here isn't feeling well. You know, I just, you know, had to like make my appointment online, and then I showed up, and they were quite busy. And I believe I kind of gave the lady at the front a little attitude, maybe because I was tired, not knowing that she was going to be the PA, you know. So she greeted me and as best as she could, and she wasn't that friendly, you know, and I just kind of returned it back to her, you know, like I didn't give her like this, you know, gracious, you know, humble, you know, response. I kind of thought like, you know, if you guys are too busy, do I need to go to another urgent care? That was pretty much my exact words. And she like kind of diffused the fire and said, no, you're fine, but it's just going to be a wait. So, you know, we had to wait, and I think she might have made me wait even longer, you know, because I did give her some kind of attitude. Comes to find out that my daughter didn't have strep throat. She didn't have COVID. You know, nothing was wrong. It's just allergies. But we had to wait a long time. And by the time I got out of that clinic, my son was in the car asleep, you know, like, and then he, you know, respectfully declined any birthday shenanigans that we were going to get into, like going out to eat or going like to buy a shirt, you know, just get something because it's his birthday. Like I had given him a birthday gift prior, but it just wasn't the way I wanted it to be. The case in point has already been presented, but the moral of the story is that I didn't represent myself, and I didn't like, you know, really like think it out. I just kind of acted in the moment, and you know, my daughter needed some attention, my kid's birthday. It's been a long day, and this is not going to plan. And I kind of had an attitude. I'm just going to be real. But that's not how I wanted to present myself. Now, I don't know if I apologized to the lady. I probably stood uncorrected. But I knew that I didn't like that feeling I had, that I, you know, just kind of had this attitude with someone that was just letting me know that she was busy. And maybe that's not your story. Maybe you, you know, you keep your cool all the time. But when I talk about that 99 and a half won't do, it just won't do, because who knows whenever I will encounter her again, or if it was busy there, I didn't have to make it busier or like be a burden because it was already busy. Like I could have, you know, just, you know, checked in and sat down instead of giving like, you know, my opinion about the circumstance. And so, you know, you never let people see you sweat. Now, I'm not going to say you're not going to sweat, but you got to have perspective shift. And instead of sweating, you have to sparkle. You have to find a way to shine, because what I mean by that is ain't nothing easy. You know, life is not easy. And most of us, we're wanting something to happen that we've been wanting to happen. For myself, I have so many things that I'm like, I don't even know which one is the one thing I want to happen. You know, I'm one of the multi-passionate persons who can find joy in just about anything. But what I find is that I like to have something that I'm good at. It just really, like, when I'm in a space where I'm able to know I'm doing a good job, it helps me to do even a better job. And when you're not in that space, that environment, it's like you have to kind of like discern why that is, not just accept it and just keep going. Because are you in an area that's rooted in, you know, in weeds? You know, weeds are just like these stems that are like dead things that kill things. You know, like they're not like flowers. They're not like vines. They're weeds, and they are something that people pull in the springtime to like clear their flower beds. And when you're not able to prosper, you have to wonder to yourself, what am I planted in? What's my root? Because my root should be something that goes past a weed and the dirt. Like my roots, if I have several of them, it's going to ground me and it's connecting me to something that is like giving me life. And that's what a root is, connected to the life source. For me, my life source is Christ. So I know like I can still thrive when I'm surrounded by weeds, but it still doesn't make it no easier. So for those people that may be wondering, you know, yeah, that's me right now. It's your job to still represent yourself 100%, no less. Even when you're not happy, when you're not content, when you're kind of like unsure of yourself, still present yourself. I found that like this year, 2021, I've had more opportunities than any other year that I've had. I've had opportunities to take the higher road when it comes to disappointment. I've had the opportunity to speak on multiple platforms, and it was because I put myself out there. And do you know that even though you may not feel that you're ready, you have to think about that bird, that baby bird and that mama bird. That bird that's the mama is going to kick the baby bird out, you know, because it doesn't know that it can fly. It has an ability to be around flyers, birds that fly. But we never feel like we're ready enough, or am I old enough, or am I strong enough? You got to put yourself out there. And even though I'm not proud of everything I put myself out there for, because I'm like, I could have said so much more, or I could have said way less. But each time I put myself out there, I'm able to learn like what worked and what didn't work. And I've learned like to find my voice, you know, by speaking, because if I had remained silent, I wouldn't even know that that's what I was wanting to say. Sometimes you say things in the moment that's the right moment to say it, even if that wasn't according to your plan or this script. And who cares about living life scripted? Because life scripted is so robotic. And I'm not saying it's not authentic. It's just not real. Because most times in life, you're preparing for things and you want to be prepared so that you can be prepared for what things may happen. But some things you just can't be prepared for. But that preparation, it does come in handy. You have to have a foundation. You got to have roots. You know, your connection is your roots. Like, what's your life source? Otherwise, that plant is going to die. You know, that goes to us as people as well. But that preparation, it means the thing you do all the time, you know, and you're consistent about it, that preparation. And that preparation is that if you want to be a motivational speaker, who are you motivating? If you want to be a healthier person and you want to have, you know, a better quality of life and a better lifestyle, then that means you got to do some meal prepping. You got to prep your meals in ahead of time to know what you're going to eat, because if you get caught in the moment, you smell some chicken wings or you smell some fries or some fried food, and you're going to follow wherever that smell is coming from. So it's very important to prepare, and preparation is not going to look the same for everyone. Preparation is not going to be the exact same process, because it depends on what you're preparing for, whether that's like sports events or if you're preparing for an exam, you know. But the steps all do apply, is that you got to put time, you got to take time, and you got to, you know, I guess not do it so much where you're just doing it, but you want to take steps toward, you know, that main goal through your preparation. And each of us has different motivation and different ways that we're able to prepare. So you might prepare by, you know, having a routine that gets you in that mindset. So you have to know yourself. But back to that whole 99 and a half won't do, is that when you're being yourself, you can't mess up. And that's probably nothing new. I'm not saying it's cliche, but you can't mess up being yourself. So why is it that you're not showing up 100%? Like, what do you need to help you to show up 100%? And that's the question I leave you today with. Because 99 and a half won't do. Even 99.9% won't do. You got to be 100 and keep it on that 100. Keep that same energy.